Okay, I'm here with Paul Ball, the sound designer for Uncle Vanya. Hi.
Yeah, hi.
He's here to share a few minutes of his time to let us know a bit about how sound has been integrated into this play, which starts on Saturday.
Okay, I'm going to play a quick sound, which we call the leaving motif. So it's as a couple of the characters start to leave this place where they've been for maybe 6 months towards the end of the play. And it's giving an example of the layers that I'm using this display. I've made a sound score, soundscape of stuff that includes music, sound effects, sometimes real, sometimes unreal, sometimes asked for, sometimes unasked for. And so this, and with the sound, we're enveloping the audience. There's five speakers, one in each corner of the stage and one above stage. And I'm playing on a program called QLab, which allows me to position different sounds at different levels into all those speakers in any combination that I want at any time.
What sort of sounds are we hearing here?
So here we're using two bits of specially composed music by a Polish composer that Helena Kauthausen, director myself, have used and worked with in the past. Hmm. And I can never pronounce his name, Bolesław. Grossly, I think it is. And there's a hum which we're calling Space Glow. And there's a theme which comes into the play in various guises and forms. Mm-hmm. And this is him just picking it out on a piano, which sometimes John, as Uncle Vanya, would do live on the piano we have there. And as that fades away, and on a loop, because I'm just playing on a loop, it wouldn't normally get to that stage.
Fine.
A ticking clock gently comes into the distance within the house. There's, in a way, the four areas of that house. There's the house on one side, there's the garden and the forest on the other, and then the other two are just random extracts where we play horses, where they depart when they go in horses, and I have a couple of different carriages and some restless horses.
I reckon you could play a carriage sound effect for us.
I'll do a carriage. So I'll stop that cue and quickly get to the main carriage departing. And this is again made up of several elements. There's a horse and carriage departing, but I then added some harness bells. And eventually that wakes up a little dog. A lot of the sounds are actually very, very subtle and subliminal.
Yeah.
So I use a lot of the clocks to contrast with the noisy soundscape that I had at the beginning of Act 1, where we're being introduced to everybody, and that, at times, gets very noisy.
Wonderful.
And I'm just about to play some of that when it goes through. And this opening is made up, again, of about 8 or 9 different elements, and they all fade up, and there's mosquitoes and birds and dogs. There's a cock crow. And that becomes very complicated, thick, dense soundscape, which contrasts when the show develops into the more interior sounds when I'm just concentrating on the clocks. And again, there's two types of clocks. So there's a mantle clock ticking and chiming away, and at times there's a deeper sound because the deeper sound seems to resonate more with what I want happening on stage. Mm-hmm. And at one stage, I then treat the mantle clock, because Uncle Vanya goes quite insane, and I've treated that with different rhythms and changed the rhythms, and there's repeats and echoes. Again,
Wonderful. You
most probably won't hear that when it's played, because it's almost subliminal, but it does build. And let's see if we can build what I call mental clock. So we've spent about 5 3-hour sessions teching it already, and we're hopefully going to, well, we will, get a dressing tonight where we run the show from start to finish.
Brilliant.
And hopefully all the sounds are in the right place at the right time.